This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRX in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Do you want to go forward with our agenda, which is to get Brexit done and then get on with delivering all the wonderful things we want to do for this country in 2020?
That's right.
Not just improving the NHS and education, but improving the infrastructure of our country as well.
We are ready for an election. We're going to go out there with a very strong message of how we transform our society to end inequality and injustice and deal with the devastating poverty that so many people face.
When organizers picked London as the host city for NATO's 70th anniversary summit, they might not have envisioned a major UK election would be just around the corner. And that's between UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. President Trump, who is in London attending the NATO summit, has voiced his support for Johnson in the past, particularly as the US has yet to formalize a post-Brexit trade deal with the UK. But with just days to go before the UK election, what Trump says or doesn't say during his trip about either party is being watched closely. For more on what Trump's UK visit could mean for elections next week, I'm joined by Yasmin Sirhan, a London-based staff writer at The Atlantic. Yasmin, always great to have you on The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
Yasmin, is this it? Are we finally going to know what happens with Brexit? I mean, tell me something here.
I think the answer is that the whole phrase of get Brexit done, which has been Boris Johnson's message to the electorate, his kind of setting out his stall this election, I think is a bit misleading. I mean, the fact remains that getting a deal with the EU, which may or may not happen depending on who gets into government, is just the first step. What follows is figuring out the future relationship with the EU and a number of trade relationships with countries around the world. So something tells me we will be talking about Brexit for a very long time, regardless of who wins.
Longer than we already have, I suppose. I mean, has support for Brexit increased or decreased since the last election?
I think people's views on it have become quite entrenched, but I think the overarching sentiment is that people are just really tired of talking about it. I mean, I think that is the one thing that, I mean, when you speak to voters these days, that the kind of common sentiment is, you know what, we're just tired. We're just tired of kind of talking about the same things and arguing about the same things. They thought it would start and end with a referendum. It hasn't. I think Brexhaustion is pretty much what voters are feeling.
Brexhaustion. I like it, Yasmin. Well, there's also something else happening behind the scenes here, and that's the NATO summit. Our last guest, Ryan Heath from Politico, said to us after our interview that Boris Johnson has been reluctant to even take photos with Trump at NATO. He's been laying pretty low here. And yet there are reports that the two had a private meeting last night. What does that tell us about the relationship between Johnson and Trump?
I think what it tells us is that Boris is conscious of the fact that President Trump isn't exactly popular here in the UK. So whilst there's an election going on, basically just trying to keep that relationship on the down low. It's served him when he's made promises about striking a great US-UK trade deal. But when it comes to seeking office here in the UK, having President Trump as a close friend and partner isn't necessarily helpful, especially when your main opponent, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, is using Trump as sort of an argument to say, look, if you vote for Johnson, you could potentially be selling off the NHS to the United States. So Boris is trying to be very careful to put some distance, at least until after this election is over. And that means no big photo ops, no bilateral meetings, no press conferences.
Except private meetings here. I mean, you mentioned the NHS,
yes.
And that's President Trump did say yesterday at a UK press conference that he is not interested in a post-Brexit trade deal that would involve the National Health Service. But of course, in June, he said that he absolutely would want to consider the National Health Service as part of a possible trade deal. Contradictory remarks coming from President Trump. Will those remarks have any influence on elections next week?
I think the fact that Trump has tried to not say anything about that, or has tried to basically repeat the number 10 line that the NHS is not for sale, for some who maybe vote conservative and are worried by that, that might maybe quell their fears. But I mean, as you say, this is something that President Trump brought up himself during his last visit. I think it'll be difficult for voters. It'll certainly be a cause for concern. And it's something that the opposition has really been seizing on. clearly the Conservatives are trying to make sure that Donald Trump does not become part of this election while he's here for the NATO meeting. The opposition and Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party are very, very much trying to make him part of the conversation, putting him in their adverts. It's definitely going to be an issue, I think, regardless of what Trump says.
And tell me a little bit more about Corbyn's and his party's response. You said they're putting him in advertisements. What else are they doing to kind of connect, make that connection really strong between Johnson and Trump right now?
I think they're basically trying to say that they are one and the same. I mean, I think it's very common that, you know, people kind of draw the two comparisons between the leaders and really drilling in their friendship, their connection. I think is basically Labour's way of saying, look, if you want, and I think they're cognizant of the fact that voters aren't particularly fond of Trump. So their pitch to voters is like, look, if you want a government that's connected to Trump and at their beck and call, then, you know, you should vote for the Conservatives. If not, you should vote for us. They're basically using Trump as something of a foil. So that's kind of their main pitch. And the Conservatives are cognizant of that, which is why I think they're trying to be very, very careful here to make sure that, I mean, it's, you know, it's, I think, totally expected that Trump and Johnson would interact. This is, after all, a NATO leaders meeting. But the fact that they're doing so quietly and away from cameras, I think, is totally intentional.
And of course, do we know, I mean, the president is also met with the royal family in addition to being there for NATO, public and local politicians. Do they have any feelings about the president being there as well?
I mean, I think all eyes are on Donald Trump, certainly every time he's at a national summit. I mean, we've seen even today the revealing of that video that shows some leaders speaking about the president and making some remarks, which clearly seems to have had an effect.
Yasmeen Sirhan, London-based staff writer at The Atlantic, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.